KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have sunny skies and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 79. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by The TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Creston say three people were arrested over the past few days. At around 1 a.m. on Sunday, 28-year-old Maria Rodriguez Muffley of Creston was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. She was later released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. At around 12:25 a.m. Saturday, 21-year-old Emery Mullen of Des Moines was arrested in Creston for possession of a controlled substance first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was later released on a $1,000 bond. And 38-year-old Seth Preston of Creston was arrested Friday morning on a Union County warrant for failure to comply with the pretrial release program on original charges of controlled substance violation, possession of a controlled substance first offense, marijuana, and possession of a controlled substance first offense. Preston was being held without bond in the Union County Jail. Authorities said also Becky Sale of Lorimore was cited August 23rd for failure to abate a nuisance on a property she owns in the 100 block of South Stone Street in Creston. A southwestern Iowa man was sentenced last week to 14 years behind bars for sexually abusing a child. 54-year-old Christopher Donaldson of Oakland pleaded guilty back on August the 8th to third-degree sexual abuse and several traffic violations. He was sentenced in Pottawatomie County District Court to 10 years for the abuse count and 4 years for the other counts. Upon his release, Donaldson must undergo 10 years of supervision and register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said last week on their social media page that they've been notified from a resident that they'd received a telephone call from someone reportedly with the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office telling them there was a warrant for their arrest for not showing up for jury duty. The caller said it is to be a Lieutenant Vansbury, and during the telephone calls, some names of actual courthouse employees and actual deputies are being mentioned. The number the scammer is calling from is 712-209-6266, but the number can be spoofed or changed depending on who's calling. Authorities say that is a scam, and no member of the sheriff's office is making those calls, and this is yet another scam attempt by someone with far too much time on their hands. And the officials say they do that because sometimes people unknowingly fall for those scams. Scammers will usually bait the unsuspecting recipients of the call into thinking there may actually be a warrant for their arrest. They'll then ask to work with the person to clear up the issue if they pay some sort of a fine. The caller will also request that the recipient of the call provide a cell number if they were reached on their home phone so that the caller can stay in constant contact with the victim. The main reason they're wanting to stay on the line is so that they can walk the person through the process of purchasing a gift card or payment. That also helps the scammer verify that the victim does not speak with anyone else who may warn the victim that this is a scam. So again, that's a common theme that's going around. The numbers are just spoofed and they tell you don't fall for that scam. Elsewhere in the news, the City of Atlantic's Personnel Finance Committee will discuss matters pertaining to the solvency of the Atlantic Cemetery this evening. Their meeting takes place in the City Council's chambers at City Hall, beginning at 5:30. In his report to the committee and Council, City Administrator John Lund said the Atlantic Cemetery Association is rapidly approaching financial insolvency due to a 7-year trend of revenues not meeting expectations. In order to resolve the immediate cash flow issue, he says a letter must be written to the Iowa Insurance Commissioner requesting that he use his authority under the Iowa Code to allow for the release of funds from the Perpetual Care Trust as determined by the board and treasurer, reflecting long-term planning goals. Lund said to address long-term issues, interment and burial fees will need to be increased by 37%. Even so, the fees will remain below the national averages. Casket interment, he said, should be set at $825 and burial at $1,250. Urn interment and burial should be set at $550 each, according to Lund. Currently, the casket interment is $600 and burial is $900. Urn interment and burial are both currently set at $400. The only other options for increasing revenue, according to Lund, are taking out a loan and decreasing expenditures. Lund says a loan would not solve the long-term problem, and a quick infusion of cash from the Perpetual Trust Fund will only buy the Cemetery Association a little more time to continue honoring its obligations. And Lund says that expenditures have exceeded revenue for the past 3 years, with the largest loss of $26,774 coming in 2016. The majority of the expenditures are in the form of payroll, capital equipment purchases, supplies, and repair for equipment, all of which are necessary for maintaining the cemetery grounds and arranging for burials. Methods of offsetting those costs, he said, could include reducing payroll as much as possible, contracting with local businesses to manage all burials, openings, and closures. In other business, the Personnel and Finance Committee this evening will discuss the disposition of a structure at 204 East 6th Street, a policy on replacing certain signage within the city limits, a request from the Street Department to purchase additional equipment with available funds, and construction fees and easements with regard to the Ash Street Development Project. The committee will also hear about a major donation to the animal shelter and receive an update on the purchase of land from a revocable trust. Well, around 20 Red Cross volunteers from Iowa are in Texas helping victims of devastating flooding from Tropical Storm Harvey along the Gulf Coast. Marty Schischel of Dubuque spoke with the radio TV station KCRG this past weekend. Shortly before driving an emergency response vehicle to Houston, he says that preparation is the key.
You prepare the best you can and then just go with the changes as they come about.
This is his ninth national deployment, and Schischel said he was told he'd be serving food to those in need.
We'll be going not only to the temporary shelters that they have set up for the affected people that had to evacuate, but also as the people get back into their neighborhoods and start fixing up their damaged homes, we'll be going through and feeding house to house.
And he told the KCRG that he simply volunteers, because he enjoys helping people, and he encourages other Iowans to give it a try.
If anyone has time in their life to help out and become a volunteer, take the time to do that. Get some training and help out and make a difference in your world.
In addition to the 20 volunteers, 4 emergency response vehicles from Iowa are in Texas. Officials say President Trump has issued a presidential disaster declaration for 7 Iowa counties hit by severe weather and flooding July 19th through the 23rd. The counties include Allamakee, Bremer, Buchanan, Chickasaw, Clayton, Fayette, and Mitchell. The declaration will provide federal funding under the Public Assistance Program, which may be used for emergency work and the repair or replacement of disaster-damaged facilities. Assessments in the 7 counties showed an estimated $7 million worth of damage that could be eligible under the Public Assistance Program. Governor Kim Reynolds also received notification Sunday that the disaster declaration includes funding to conduct hazard mitigation for the entire state. Well, a man who ran U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' 2016 presidential campaign in Iowa is joining the Democratic nomination race for David Young's U.S. House seat. Pete D'Alessandro says progressive agendas need to be at the forefront during the 2018 elections if Democrats hope to make any gains in Congress. He envisions a campaign that trumpets a new plan for Iowans and Americans rather than just opposing President Donald Trump. He told the Des Moines Register, "We have to be offering a vision." D'Alessandro served as political director for Governor Chet Culver before joining Sanders' campaign in 2016 and is the 6th Democrat to announce a run in Iowa's 3rd congressional district, which includes Des Moines. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony, Dish Network, and TV and cell phone repair, located at 903 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.